It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. House and Senate leaders stand behind the governor in pushing for medical marijuana in West Virginia, but the same can't be said for recreational use.
In this state, at this time, in this day and age, with the drug problem we have in our state, I just don't, you know, there may come a day, but I do not see that as a path forward in West Virginia for prosperity.
This story is coming up on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Governor Jim Justice made clear in his 2019 State of the State address that he wants to see medical marijuana in West Virginia. But he also said he would never support recreational use. Senate President Mitch Carmichael and House Speaker Roger Hanshaw joined host Suzanne Higgins on the legislature today last night for a discussion on some of the top issues this legislative session, including the debate over marijuana. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
Mr. Speaker, let's begin with you. You asked the Attorney General for the opinion. You got it Friday. What is the path forward now the medical marijuana bill?
Sure, I did seek the opinion at the direction of the Joint Health Committee that met over the summer. That committee asked that I, on its behalf, submit a request to the Attorney General for the opinion that General Morrissey gave on Friday. I think that most of us who've read it are of the opinion that it was sort of an as-expected opinion, that no matter what we do and what steps we take, we can't eliminate all elements of risk in the program. What I liked about the opinion was that General Morrissey did lay out some options for us to consider. So our House Committee on Banking and Insurance this session is taking up in great detail the issue of what to do about the so-called banking problem here.
Can you briefly and very broadly, though, tell us what those paths forward may be?
Well, at the very highest level. So they include things like the so-called closed loop system, where the state institutes an exchange where the products are bought and sold using what we'd think of as gift cards. There are proposals that the state itself enter into a bank or charter a state bank. There are other proposals that allow the state to expand its scope of depositories to include credit unions, some of which fall outside the scope of some of the other banking regulations at the federal level that are inhibitory here for the program. So our banking committee has all of those under consideration. They have General Morrissey's opinion, and I've spoken to Chairman Nelson about that. They have already begun to dig into it.
All right, and President Carmichael, we've heard that House Democrats are pushing for legalization for recreational use. You've stated that you're opposed to it. Just elaborate on that stance.
Well, for one, West Virginia has, and in fact, the country has a drug problem, and I don't feel there's any need to exacerbate that with the full recreational use of what is currently an illegal drug. Now, I am 100%, and the Senate was a leader in the aspect of utilizing all forms of medical marijuana for relief of suffering of people who have a legitimate need for it. But in terms of recreational use, I mean, one would think, listening to our friends on the other side of the aisle, that this whole legislative session is about some way to utilize marijuana. And we have so many big issues in this state that are facing us. The opportunities that we have in education and business and jobs and opportunities, for them to be so myopic in their view about the use of recreational marijuana. I mean, I was interested in watching some of your clips here that were being shown about, you know, people standing around utilizing recreational marijuana. And in this state, at this time, in this day and age, with the drug problem we have in our state, I just don't, you know, there may come a day, but I do not see that as a path forward in West Virginia for prosperity.
All right, and Mr. Speaker, I'd like you to comment as well. We heard your finance chair, Chairman Householder, say that, you know, he's absolutely open to discussing it, and he also said that that sooner or later it's on its way. Recreational use.
Yes, he did. What part of that should I comment on?
Well, what is your stance? We have House of Delegate members on both sides.
We do.
Yes.
I suppose I'm where President Carmichael is. I hesitate to head our state down a pathway where we are under the seal of the state saying that it's okay to engage in what is a known illegal activity. So there are states who have made that policy choice. From the perspective of investors and business owners and entrepreneurs here in West Virginia, I hesitate to say that we should encourage them to participate in what is known illegal activity.
And Roger's absolutely right on that. I mean, whether or not we personally condone it or not, it's a federally illegal product. And so to condone that with the seal of West Virginia's approval in a state in which we're experiencing such a drug epidemic would seem to me the wrong path at the wrong time.
That was Senate President Mitch Carmichael and House Speaker Roger Hanshaw speaking with Legislature Today host Suzanne Higgins. To hear the full interview, visit our website at wvpublic.org. The nonprofit, nonpartisan news outlet PolitiFact began a partnership with West Virginia University's Reed College of Media last year. PolitiFact editors and students have been fact-checking statements, tweets, and press releases from Democrats and Republican politicians since August 2018. The goal is to provide voters with unbiased, verifiable information about what their elected officials are doing and saying. PolitiFact West Virginia editor Lou Jacobson sat down with WVPB's news director Jesse Wright recently to talk about the project and what they will be doing with it this year.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell me a little bit about PolitiFact's work and its mission?
Sure. We were founded in 2007. I've been there since 2009, almost 10 years now. And it really kind of grew out of the idea that a lot of journalism was kind of quote, counterquote, quote, counterquote. And there was never any kind of decision about, with factual statements, if something was true or not, or partially true, or partially not true. So we started as a project of the Tampa Bay Times in Florida, and it was designed to look at checkable facts, which are not predictions and not opinions, but basically things that can be verified or debunked, and do a basic journalist's take on it, but then come out with a rating in the end on a 6-point scale. True, then mostly true, half true, mostly false, false, and pants on fire, the worst. And we had and still use, a very kind of rigorous system to do that. Our stories are all thoroughly reported, and we use documents, and we do interviews, and we find all the information we need and write the story. And the rating is given by a panel of three editors who basically decide, you know, where does this fall in terms of accuracy? And, you know, one of our core principles is that things aren't just purely true or purely false. Some are. But a lot of times, you know, there's gradations of truth, and something is close to being accurate but not accurate, or something is technically accurate but it's misleading because it leaves out some context. And so we try to empower people who are our subscribers, our readers, to know more about the politicians that they are considering voting for, and basically providing as much information as we can as journalists to help them make their own decisions and to be transparent about what our sources are.
So you form partnerships in different states. You've got sort of different franchises of PolitiFact. You've started in West Virginia. Can you tell me a little bit more about your work with West Virginia University's Reed College of Media?
So our partnership here is actually our second partnership with a university. Often we partner with either TV stations or newspapers or radio stations in a given state. It grew out of a foundation grant that we got in 2017 to kind of reach into red states, to reach out to people who might not be big fans of the mainstream media and kind of say, hey, folks, you know, we're here, we're not scary, we're doing stuff which you might find useful. So we came through, spent a couple of days here, talked to people, and out of that grew a partnership with the folks at West Virginia University, who've got a great courses up there, teaching students, journalism majors, and they were very intrigued about partnering with us. And so we struck a deal starting last August. We got a deal to teach about 20 students per semester. I would do it partially in person and partially via Skype. Basically teach them how you do a PolitiFact check. And the idea being that they would learn how to do it. They would do actual fact checks of statements about West Virginia by people from West Virginia, and the students would basically write those stories. It would edit them as if they were any other PolitiFact article, and then we would post them on our website. We've just in December finished that first semester. I think we did between 50 and 60 articles. Most of them had a rating on them. Some were explanatory stories. They really cover the waterfront from statements by the governor, statements by folks in Congress representing the state. There were a couple live events we covered, fact-checked nearly in real time. Basically, President Trump came for three different rallies during our time, and we basically watched that, took down claims to check, and we checked those in the same night, essentially, and did a wrap-up story which kind of listed all of them.
So can you tell me a little bit about your plans for this semester? You're engaged with another class. What kind of things do you anticipate working on and fact-checking for this legislative session?
Sure. So this will be a little bit different in terms of what we fact-check. Last fall, we were doing a lot with the Senate race, Senator Joe Manchin. And his reelection, we did a whole bunch of fact checks on that. And that's of course, over now, and so we can't kind of rely on that. On the other hand, we are getting a new legislative session now. We fact checked the governor in a State of the State address. We're going to keep fact checking things like that. If he does a news conference, if people sort of put out tweets or Facebook posts or you know, press statements, all that is fair game. And part of the challenge is finding states to check, because if you're part of the national staff for our site, as I am, you have a ton of stuff to cover that's like out there to check. In West Virginia, it's a fairly small state, and so it's a more limited number of things you can possibly check. So part of what we teach the students is how to identify what is a checkable claim. As I said, you can't check opinions, you can't check predictions. Sometimes we find a claim that's checkable, but it's not all that interesting because people kind of expect it to be true. It doesn't mean we shy away from true statements. Actually, we had quite a few true or mostly true statements last semester, but they should usually be an interesting true, tell you something interesting that maybe you didn't expect. So we certainly plan to be doing a lot in terms of the legislature, we hope to be getting several fact checks per week up on our website, and then those are shared through several outlets in the state, including WVPB and including the Charleston Gazette Mail. They'll basically reprint what we do to kind of share it to a larger audience.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Lou. I look forward to seeing what the students get up to.
Great. Thanks a lot.
That was Lou Jacobson of PolitiFact speaking with News Director Jesse Wright. You can find PolitiFact's work on our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.